From PRI, I'm Jim Luce in New York with Jazz Talk. Today, I'm on the piano bench with Mulgrew Miller.
All of the great artists that I've listened to over the years, Art Tatum, and Bill Evans, and Oscar Peterson, and Ahmad Jamal, and Herbie Hancock, and these guys, they discovered so many beautiful ways to do things. So while I'm playing, I'm always listening for something else. I'm always looking for more beauty.
Morning or night, chances are you'll find Mulgrew Miller practicing at his piano at home. It's been a routine for him since he started playing piano as a child.
I do have a routine of technical exercises that I do, mainly consisting of strengthening fingers, exercise for the independence of fingers. They were written by a guy named Isidore Philippe. It consists of holding some notes down in a diminished seventh chord and holding some notes down and lifting others. So you're holding some notes, some fingers down, and lifting other fingers, and you get this kind of sound. And so forth and so on. And then I play some scales. Just major, minor scales. And diminished scales. When in doubt, practice scales.
According to Mulgrew Miller, all the practice helps him remain at the top of his game, especially when performing solo.
I'm the orchestrator. I'm the person who states the melody. I'm the timekeeper. All of this falls on my shoulders when I'm the solo pianist. I don't have a drummer to lean on. You can take so many chances.
Pianist Mulgrew Miller. Celebrating Black History Month, this is Jazz Talk, made possible by DeVore Fidelity. High-end loudspeakers for the home at DeVoreFidelity.com. For PRI, I'm Jim Luce.